Blog Talk Radio.
People, it's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp on this May 31st, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern, Friday, live in Jersey, New Jersey Drive. What's popping in these streets, folks? Got my man, Mr. Righteous on the line. What's going on there, good brother?
What's up?
Not much, man. In your house, drinking all your Kool-Aid, eating all your chitlins, man. Thanks for the hospitality. We could definitely jump right all into topics. We got my book at home, but, you know, we could talk about a lot of things. I know one of the things that we first wanted to discuss. Oh, let me not forget. We got the wives in the house. We got Mr. Righteous, better half, Mrs. Righteous. She got her koofy on tonight, chilling. Got my pregnant lady in the house, you know. Mrs. Beach Bum Gun. A.K.A. DJ C. Siren, A.K.A. AngryLady.com. Hey, Mr. Rogers, if you see M Extra Money calling, make sure you click them in.
All right.
Or if anybody else calling. So, yeah, got a bunch of different topics I want to talk about. Can't be too loud. I don't want to wake the kids up. So, we live in Jersey. Appreciate the hospitality. Definitely doing the thing on these streets. Off-ramp show, definitely on the off-ramp, on and off the off-ramp. Had to pay 40 cents just to drive 10 minutes. I accidentally got on Atlantic City Expressway. I definitely don't know my way around this part of Jersey. So I paid 40 cents to go around the corner. But you know, what can you do? So first topic I want to discuss is Justin Bieber. Yo, the man was caught speeding again in his neighborhood, this time by none other than Keyshawn Johnson, the famous football wide receiver who wrote the book, Pass Me, Give Me the Damn Ball, played for the Jets, played for the Bucks. They say Keyshawn ran up on Justin Bieber at his house in his own Prius. So Justin Bieber flies by in a Lamborghini. Keyshawn said his kids was playing in the street when he flew by, so he hopped in his Prius and blocked his driveway and made Justin Bieber run into the house, you know. And even Eric Dickerson, who lives in the neighborhood, said that Justin Bieber needs to slow his A down. So, yeah, Mr. Righteous, what you think is going on with this kid? Yo? Why is he speeding through a neighborhood? Yo? You think we all used to do dumb stuff like that when we was young? You think this kid's just rich and entitled?
No, first of all, he ain't rich and entitled, man. Like I said before, one time we talked about, man, these people act like they can't be touched. They get all this money, and then they act like can't nobody do nothing. They above the law. But first of all, he shouldn't be speeding through a gated community, first of all. Because you don't know, like you said, Keyshawn probably had his kids out there. Kids can run in the street. Anything happen, he's speeding through the daggle. Somebody could be coming out the driveway. He can't even slow down. And he done ran into somebody. And then second thing, man, somebody need to kick his little behind, man. I was hoping Keyshawn got to him, but he ran into his garage and put the garage door down before he got to him. But, yeah, man, he's losing it, man. He's on some stuff, man. He's definitely on some stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting hit by Justin Bieber, yo. No homo. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like I get a whole... He looked like the type of kid who wouldn't show up to court, yo. You know what I mean? I feel like I could sue him for $200 million, and he not going to show up, and the judge is just going to get my money. Because he out smoking fake weed and hanging out with black kids trying to be cool. So, if anything, I definitely wouldn't mind getting hit by Justin Bieber. We got my man, M Extra Money. Yo, can you hear us? Little slight delay. M Extra Money's on the line. But Mr. Righteous is controlling the controls, and things just went haywire.
Yeah, I hit the button, yo. It just started doing this.
Sometimes you just got to wait a second, yo. It'll come on. But, yeah, man, so I don't know if these kids are just, if this kid is just entitled. I mean, because we all did dumb stuff when we was kids. We was all speeding and partying when we was 19 years old. I mean, could you imagine us being 19 years old and having money? We did dumb stuff when we was broke.
Yeah.
We was running in our strip clubs at 19, you know?
Yeah, but I ain't speeding through no neighborhood. I ain't trying to go to jail.
Yeah, I mean, because the pacer probably didn't pick up.
We had the Dodge, yo. The Dodge with no brakes and power steering, yo.
So you probably couldn't take her over 50, yo. She might shake down.
Yo, it did. Broke down on me on the Kandai Bridge, yo. 12 o'clock at night, yo. I had to walk to my aunt's house.
Oh, that's not a good place to break down at. I'm glad you're still alive. You know? Let me just say, you've been blessed by God.
Yo, it was Friday night before the football game, too, yo. I didn't know how I was getting home, yo.
This was in high school?
Yeah.
You had to walk to whose aunt's house?
My aunt, she lived in Parkside at the time.
Yeah, why didn't you just call one of us?
It was like 12 in the morning, yo. I was dropping off my little cousin.
I guess it's before cell phone days.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Because let me tell you, I say my wife is entitled. Because hold on. Hey, DJ C Siren, when you first got your cell phone, who paid for it? Your mama and your daddy or just you? Okay, never mind. I was ready to fire her up. I was ready to fire my wife up. Hey, Mrs. Righteous, when you got your first cell phone, did you pay for it or your parents pay for it?
My parents paid.
Man, how do y'all get your parents to do this stuff? Yeah, you had to be in college, yo. You my age, yo. You didn't have a cell phone until you was like a junior in college, yo. Hey, DJ C. Simon, by the time cell phones came out, you probably got your AARP card.
Yo, man. Well,
you was collecting Social Security with cell phones. Okay.
Yo.
I got a cougar, by the way, if y'all know.
He probably didn't hit the button to come in, yo.
Why? Is it still saying he frozen?
It's still saying hold time, yo.
I don't know what's going on. M Extra Money. We trying to get him on the line. We see you on the screen. But ain't nothing going on. Hold on. Let's do this. Oh, my bad. But, oh, man, you're right. But so, I don't understand how these kids, hey, M Extra Money, text M Extra Money, tell them to call back in. But see, I don't know how these kids, I don't know if, like, going back to the whole Justin Bieber topic, do you think it's just because of the money that he's acting up? Because we all know kids and homeless. I mean, we've all been 18, 19 once. So do you think these are just his hormones? I mean, like, it's not like he's out, I mean, I guess he is doing drugs and drinking. But we all tested the waters at 18, 19. I mean, do you think that it's just the fact that he's in a rich neighborhood where people are naturally going to be older and be more reserved? Like, maybe he should be living, like, a condo downtown where he wouldn't really be getting caught with stuff like that?
No, I think it's been as though he got so much money, he think he can do what he want. He's above the law, and that he can just pay his way out of stuff. And the fact that he's probably on that stuff, man, hanging around the wrong people, bad influences, man. Because, you know, a lot of times people put a bad influence on yourself. And you're just doing crazy stuff. Because, I mean, he had a lot of money when he started out. When he started making money and all that other stuff, he didn't start doing this stuff until he started hanging out with the, you know, with the nutty folks.
You can say it colors.
Huh?
You can say
it
colors.
It's just him. It's not even the black folks neither. It's the other folks too. He hang around with them crazy white folks too. So he hang around with everybody. So
you think drugs is a problem? I mean,
because
I think he only smokes weed. Everybody done smoked weed before. He lives in California. It's illegal.
Yeah. He probably smoke and drink, do all other types of stuff. So
I just don't like him because he wears hoodies with that flowy haircut. Yo, you can't walk around in a hoodie if your hair flops in the wind, you know. I think everybody who has floppy hair should get beat up, you know. I don't know. It just doesn't look right, you know. Your hair shouldn't just flop, you know.
Man, I'm telling you, man. I'll tell you, one day, one of these TMZ people, they're going to have a problem. They're going to snap on one of these celebrities and beat them up, you know. It's going to happen, you know. Especially Kanye. It's definitely going to happen to Kanye. He done broke enough cameras.
Yeah.
You ain't breaking up my camera.
Yeah, I don't know how Kanye gets away with this stuff. I mean, well, one, I don't think Kanye can fight because half of these guys are so into fashion. You know, if you got a problem with me, you come after me. I'm going to just run away because your pants are too tight. Like, I'm going to just run around in a circle, and eventually you're going to accidentally fall over, you know, because you can't get no good stride chasing nobody in them tight leather pants, you know.
Right, but hold up. But when he hit his head, he started snapping, "Stop taking pictures!" Dude was like, "I'm sorry, Kanye. I'm sorry. What? Fool? It's not my fault. You're trying to hide from pictures, man. This is the life you chose. Deal with it."
Yeah, like, he got Kim Kardashian pregnant. Like, what? Like, he got you got her pregnant 6 months after, like, dating her. Like, it didn't take you long, which tells me that kid probably has herpes, because if you're boning a chick raw who has a sex tape and you're already getting her pregnant, that means you probably have herpes. I'm going to say it right now. Kanye West might have herpes. That's not a fact. Don't sue me. I'm like, J. Cole, I ain't out here fronting like I got it, nigga, because I ain't fucking got it. Don't come to me. But I'm just saying, obviously Kim ain't no virgin. I mean, she's just married. You got her pregnant before she got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad sofa. Like, yeah. So obviously you make bad decisions. But, I mean, I guess you could say you make great decisions because he's rich. But, like, you know what I mean? You boned a chick for publicity. Like, why are you mad somebody's taking your picture?
Yeah, he was mad before. I think he started bugging out after his mom passed. Yo, he went to a whole new different level. Yo, especially with that CD. He came out with that CD where he's singing in all the tunes, which just wasn't a bad album. But
yo, hold on, let's stop. Let me stop you right there. DJ C Siren loves that album. Hey, Mrs. Righteous, do you like 808s and Heartbreaks?
She don't know what that is.
You don't listen to black people music?
She do. You very selective.
Man.
She know
Righteous.
The songs, but she don't know who sing them.
you, the Love Lockdown dude. You don't know who Kanye West is? Mr. Wiz. You're just not going to talk at the talk show. I got told to shut up. See, this is the type of hospitality you get. Welcome to New Jersey. All you people, ask her if she likes that. But getting back to it, yo, that 808 and Heartbreak album was horrible, yo.
It wasn't that bad.
Horrible. Okay, if the 808s and Heartbreaks had on, like, 16 tracks, name four that were good.
I can't, because I only listened to, like,
Cause
three
songs. Because it sucks. Name four songs off Ready to Die that were good.
The whole album, I go down the whole list.
There you go.
The whole album.
Yeah.
That's because I listen to that. I listen to that more than I do with 808 Heartbeats.
How many times you listen to 808 Heartbeats? Four? Four times?
About two times.
That means it sucks.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, it's terrible. Like, I listened to it twice. But it wasn't like the Snoop joint.
Yo, compare 808. What, the Snoop Lion?
So No. The Snoop Lion joint. I love that album.
Is it good? I still haven't listened to it.
Yeah, it's real good.
You listened to the French Montana yet?
No, I didn't listen to that yet. But no.
Yo, let me get a bottle of water, Mrs. Righteous.
But the,
why are you whispering? It's your house.
The, now I'm talking about the Snoop joint when he did the, sexual seduction.
Ah, yes.
You like that joint?
Hospitality. I don't know why Mrs. Righteous always is so angry at me. I guess because Mr. Righteous is so angry.
I'm not angry, yo.
He implanted her sperm in her twice. He gave her the angry gene.
I'm not angry, yo.
Because I love Mrs. Righteous.
Yo,
she's a sister, dude. She's so angry to me. Thanks for the bottle of water, though. Yo, is this the type of water that you fill up from the faucet and then you put it back in the fridge?
That's that bottom dollar water right there. You know?
Bottom dollar? Uh-oh. Do I got to, like, boil this joint first?
No. Hey, man, if you don't want the water, you can give it back.
Nah, I'm going to drink it.
Give me some tap water.
I just got a pregnant lady there, you know what I mean? I just thought, you know what I mean? I won't get no Jersey parasite. You know?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, that's some good quality H2O right there. It's been a long drive.
But back to the subject. Yo, 808s and Heartbeats was horrible.
So you think Snoop joint was better than that? Snoop singing CD? What was that? The sexual seduction? I think that was bad too. Yeah. I mean, that was bad. Like,
so Diddy Dirty Money was better than that?
Yo, I like Last Train to Paris. I like Last Train to Paris. Hello.
You are a Diddy rap artist fan, yo.
I like Diddy, yo.
He's a horrible rapper, yo.
How can you say he's a horrible rapper when Jadakiss and Mace rule all of his stuff, yo? And them two are some high rappers.
Because his delivery of the rap is horrible. That's just like when because we all know that Naughty by Nature is pretty much done. And they was on the Breakfast Club, and dude Charlamagne said that I could say Vinny's rhymes. And he said he had the wackest line. But Chester was like, yo, I wrote those lines. What are you talking about? He said, but his delivery was terrible. I can do better than that. It's not about the rhymes. It's about the delivery, man. And you can look at dude Vinny and say, that kid ain't no rapper, yo.
What was he there for? Was he did the beats?
He do nothing. Chester said he didn't do nothing. What's the DJ name?
I don't know. Hey, DJ C-Siren. What's Naughty by Nature's DJ name? No, Tresh isn't the DJ.
KG.
KG in Warehouse?
KNG
Fashion? He on that?
No.
Say, them niggas done hit the come up.
That's KNG. This is KG.
Say, they got some good shorts in there. But, $25.
But, yo.
Get you some cargo shorts.
Tresh did the writing. KG did the producing. Vinny didn't do nothing. And they all split the money equally.
Why? That means Tresh and them are dumb.
Well, he said he thought it was a family, you know. He said you don't do certain things. You gotta watch the interview, man. It's a good interview, man.
Yeah, I guess I can see that, because if we all started a group and you couldn't rap, and I was doing everything, I'd still give you a third of the money because we family. But I'm definitely making sure you buy dinner a lot more than I do. You're definitely picking up the tab. If we all kicking up, you're definitely picking up the tab on dinner.
but that's the whole other thing. He said then he wasn't the only contact. No. He said everybody else made other business moves, like the boy KG. He brought Next out. Who else did he produce? He produced a lot of R&B groups. He actually signed a lot of R&B groups. Tresh did movies.
Beat up women. Beat up Pepper. Yo, I don't know how you beat up Pepper. Yo, Pepper wasn't no small bra, yo. She talked a lot of shit, but I guess she couldn't duck.
Yeah.
I guess she got to get her Bible and leave on, yo.
And then another thing, too, is the
Million Dollar Baby.
Stupid, yo. Oh man, he's stupid, it's crazy, yo. He said Vinny hauled up and punched him in his face. Charlamagne was like, "How you reach your face? He got short arms."
Oh, Vinny punched Tresh in the face?
Yeah, he said he sucker punched him. And he said, "Well, you ain't do nothing." He said, "Yeah, somebody got in between us when I was about to." And he said, "You let a dude get between?" He said, "Nah, it was some girl." He said, "Some girl jumped in front of him. And he was about to wire him up." But they do a show. When they do their shows, they still do their shows together. When they do their show, because they doing the Roots Picnic. This summer. And he said they still do their shows, but they don't talk to each other, yo. They don't talk. They do their shows and then go their separate ways, yo.
Why are they beefing now?
Because of that incident. And then he's basically, what I'm getting from it is Vinny is probably setting up shows and certain deals without telling KG and Tresh. So people are coming to them. He said, because people keep coming to us saying, yo, I heard you going here, I heard you going. He said, nah, I'm not doing none of that. Nobody came to me with that stuff, so.
Well, he keeping them working. I guess getting in a fight with somebody. I mean, you punched me in my face, yo. We still cool. I'm still waiting on the rematch, though. I'm going to catch you slipping one day, yo.
No, man, that's different, though. This is like business, though, man. You can't be setting up new stuff without talking to me. I mean, how you know I feel up to doing it, you know?
Yo, man, you got to get this money, yo.
Yeah.
Hello?
Well, Vinny got to get this money, Dad, because Vinny ain't doing no side deals. Everybody else got, you know, side business going on. Then that last album that they put out was, like, right, 2 years ago?
Nobody put an album 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was a year ago, 2 years ago.
What was that joint called? Old and Crippled? Still
nah,
got braids?
And what's the name ain't even on it? Vinny ain't even on it, yo. He got no verses on it.
That's not a Naughty by Nature album. That's a Tresh album,
exactly.
Yo.
Exactly.
How long will they mourn me all over again, yo?
Exactly, yo. So it's crazy, man. It's definitely crazy, yo.
How come no one ever got mad at Trush for taking Tupac side in the East versus West Coast beef, yo?
Why? Because Trush got a lot of respect, man, on both sides, yo. I truly think he does, because, like, I watch a lot of the Breakfast Club joints, man, and DJ Envy was like, yo, he was in somewhere, I think he was in Cali or somewhere, and some dudes was about to roll up on him. Said Trush walked in there, said what he had to say to the dudes, and he left him alone. He said, man, I was pissing my pants until Trush came and saved me.
Man. Yo, speaking of DJ Envy, I think Cheryl used to be real cool with him because he went to Hampton with her.
Okay.
But I listened to his album that I actually bought, the Desert Storm joint.
Is that?
That joint sucks, yo. I used to love the album, too, but when I had popped it in, I was like, yo, I remember this album. This joint got the new Fabulous, the new Jay-Z joint on it. That joint, yo, Jay-Z's track was horrible on that, yo. Horrible. Like, you could tell Jay did that joint. Like, I don't know. Jay must have been high, yo. He just knew that he wasn't going to be doing much for this because that album was horrible. But, I mean, I guess from what I can tell, from what my wife tells me, DJ Envy hit the come up, yo, because he was just doing Hampton parties for the longest time. Hampton parties and Kappa parties. I told her though, if she slept with him, I had to break up with her, yo. Because he's a cornball, yo. I mean, I don't know. I like Envy,
well,
yo.
Well, what he did was,
you know, he got caught cheating on his wife,
well,
yo.
Well, that was all, like, part of his, like, on his little radio tour, because everybody was asking about the whole situation. He's playing that situation. He's playing how he got where he is, pretty much. With the DJing, him being associated with Clue, and then, like, what he did with his money, he just started flipping houses in Jersey. He started flipping houses, and that's when he started making his money. And then the radio show, and then, you know, the MTV stuff and all that other stuff. So he's doing pretty good, man. He kept buying Bentley, Lucans, and all this other stuff. So his money's pretty good right now.
Yeah, until his wife leave him. Then it's going to be half. It's going to be good. It's either going to be good or it's going to be good. So I told my wife, I ain't never leaving her. She got cake. Only way I'm leaving it is a bag. We in this joint forever.
Yo, stupid, yeah.
And she having my baby. That's what I tell you. She got to go keep a nigga baby. It's just reverse.
Yo,
I impregnated her. She going to tell me pull out. Shit.
you got to do the boy from, what's that, from The Wire. The cop. Yo.
Yo, I still say The Wire was the greatest show ever created, yo. The last season was whack. What you talking about as far as a television drama?
It's awesome, yo.
It's the best television drama,
yo,
of all time, yo.
When we had Vince, yo, we was off. I was off for that week. Me and Pierre sat in the living room and we was at the old spot right around the corner. And we watched from season one all the way up to the last season, and just got until the last season started, yo. I was like, yo, that was amazing, yo. I didn't like season three with all the politics. That wasn't really.
Yeah, the politics.
It really started getting real crazy until like season four with the kids, when the young boys started coming into play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
it. She said, how my braids look? He said, look good, dude. Wow.
Yo, when he shot the girl in the brush, yo, and the smoke was coming out, yo. I was like, damn, yo, she got some nice breasts.
Yo, you ever seen Chicago Fire, yo?
Nah, I remember you told me about it. I think I saw one episode.
The chief of police is Adebisi, yo.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still be beefing cats on there, too, yo.
Yo, man.
Get on my house.
A gay prison dude, yo, made gangster on national TV. Like, yo, like, Adebisi Scully, how do you keep that joint on there, yo? Like, Oz was real, yo. When you develop a TV show that involves raping men, that's just real, yo. And niggas is wanting to see that, yeah.
Yo, the best dude was, yo, when he cracked on dude's face, yo, he was like, hey, sitting underneath the bench and just plopped on you,
yo. Yeah. Yo, who gets them stories, yo? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I know I ain't built for prison, yo.
Well, it's probably, you know, interviewing prisoners
and all the other stuff. I mean, cause, I mean, look at Boy from The Wire, man. Omar, he was the gay thug in there too. He was robbing cats.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yo. But, yo, what you think about them suspending Birdman, yo?
Oh, you know, my cousin does that same shit, yo. I'm going to have both of y'all do it tomorrow. Hold on. So, oh, that's right, he's not coming tomorrow. Anyway, yo, they suspended him for a game?
They suspended him for game six, yo.
Wow, that's a bad, yo. All he did was push him, yo.
Yo, I'll tell you what, though. Hansbro ain't want that beef, though.
Nah, Hansbro, he's a good old boy, yo. He ain't built for that. He ain't about that life, yo.
Yeah,
even our Birdman nuts, yo. The man, they asked the man when he was out of basketball what he was doing. He said, "The country white boy was out there drinking, shooting stuff, and doing other stuff." And I'll leave it at that.
Heck yeah, yo. That motherfucker crazy, yo. He don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe they suspended him for a game, though. In the Eastern Conference Finals, you shouldn't do that.
Yes.
Not just off of a push. No fight, no fists were thrown.
Right.
People have gotten pushed. The kid who pushed LeBron, he didn't get suspended.
No, he just got thrown out of a game, yeah.
Yeah, that's not right. And that was worse.
They were saying the same thing about D-Wade with his elbow.
Oh, because he didn't get suspended?
He didn't get suspended or he didn't get fined or anything like that. They just fined LeBron $5,000 for the flop.
Yeah, those, they should have fined both of them dudes. That was terrible, yo. That looked like a ballerina fight, yo. They, both of them dudes going to touch each other and flail their arms in the air, yo. They deserve to get crapped on. Somebody should sit over them and dookie on their face for that.
I blame Mutombo and Reggie Miller for flopping, yo.
No,
they started flopping, yo.
No, yo, not Mutombo, yo.
Mutombo was flopping in the air. Yo, he was flopping on Shaq, yo. He was making Shaq mad because he kept flopping.
Yeah.
He was pissing off Shaq.
Yeah.
And then Reggie Miller used to do it all the time. Yo, you run past Reggie Miller, he'll just fall.
Yeah, Reggie was a gamer, yeah. When he threw up the choke sign at Spike Lee, yeah, that's got to be one of the most gangster moves ever, yeah. In New York, yeah.
They lost, though, right?
They lost the series, but
right.
They won that game.
Well, Spike should have held the choke up to him.
Yeah, have you seen what Spike Lee was wearing at the final at the playoff show? Them big orange suits with the orange top hat. Yeah, he's gotta be gay, yo. He's gotta be taking dicks in the butt. Yo, you come out with a big orange top hat, yo. Somebody's putting something in your butt, yo.
Oh, stop, yo. Stop, yo. Spike Lee's cool, man.
Yeah, I think that's why he's mad at Tyler Perry, yo, because he won't date him, yo. Tyler Perry probably thought he's too short for him, man. So now Spike Lee firing him up.
Yeah, I think he's mad at Tyler Perry because that kid came out of nowhere and caking up, man. Yo, he got the second largest or third largest or the fourth largest studio in America, yo.
Yeah, and it's in Atlanta of all places.
An old airport, yo. And he's talking about opening up another one, yo. And then before he these two new shows that he came out with, before he put them on Oprah's network, he was actually getting ready to start his own network. And then she was like, yo. Know how hard it is, whatever, whatever, whatever. And he said, "Well, how about we partner up and we do these shows?" And she was like, "Well, we ain't got enough money to afford you." He said, "We'll work that out." So now he got two shows on there. He was great. Start his own network, yo.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's good for him, yo. You know, for somebody who's living in a car for a couple of days because he was in between rent payments, and it's definitely a come up, yo. I just hope you don't start raping kids like Mike Jackson, yo. You start getting too much money, yo. You start touching little boys, yo. That's why I never want to be rich, yo. I like women, yo.
Yo,
like big booty women, yo. I don't never want to change.
Yo, his nephew said he didn't do those type things, yo.
Who nephew?
Michael Jackson.
That's right, because he touched him too, yo. He probably got the check cut, yo.
No, actually, this nephew, Tito, either Tito or Jermaine's son, said it was another family member on his mom's side that did.
Yeah, now you're just getting too deep in the family for me, yo. I mean. Just like anything else, you can get accused of anything once. Yo. Somebody accused me of touching little boys. I'm like, yo, you crazy. You can do whatever investigation you need to do, and I'm out. Yo. But you start getting accused of touching boys four or five times. Yo. You probably touching little boys. Yo. You start hiding out in trees and stuff. Yo.
Yo, did you see that video of the lady? She was like, she was his third cousin. Yo, she had no...
Oh, no.
She had no teeth talking about she was Michael Jackson's third cousin.
Oh, no, no.
They had her singing songs and everything, yo.
I don't know what's wrong with these kids,
yo.
But, yo, we only got about 40 seconds left, yo. Let me tell you about my man, Mr. Wright. Just want to thank him for welcoming me in his house. great hospitality in New Jersey as we get ready to party tomorrow. Kids got the red roses on the rich mahogany in his dining room table. Yo, I'm looking around to make sure there ain't no white spots on where I'm sitting at. Yo, cause obviously he got his things be popping off at him.
Oops,
man.
Did I just hit the off button?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to have to catch y'all next week. I'm pretty sure we're on our way out.
It already stopped in court, yo.
Oh, shit.